continue our learning of the Seches Megillah. Today we're going to do Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Again, we're in the middle of the series of Mishnayos that go through Ein Bein. Ein Bein means there's no difference between A and B except for such and such. So it all started because Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. We were going through how there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni except for Mikra Megillah Matanos Levyonim. So now on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph says the Mishnah, Ein bein han modur ana mechaveru the modur menu machal. There's no difference between taking a neder that you're not allowed to get hana'a from somebody, and taking a neder that you're not allowed to get any food from somebody. Meaning, you would think those things are very different. Saying you're not going to get any benefit, any hana'a from somebody would mean you're not allowed to get anything at all from him. Food seems very limited, but no, the Mishnah assumes that any time you're going to save a single penny from somebody because of someone benefited you with any monetary way whatsoever, that counts as food, because that money could have been used for food. So in what way is taking a neder that you're not going to get any benefit from somebody more inclusive than taking a neder that you're not going to get any food from somebody? If he benefits you monetarily, he's benefited you food-wise also. So gastrointestinally. So says the Mishnah, Ein bein mudra anal mechaver l'mudra mimenu machal, ella drisas haregel, v'kelim shein osin ben ochel nefesh. The only difference is, drisas haregel, if you want to walk through his property, so it doesn't cost him any money, you're not getting any monetary benefit from him, so if you took a neder, you're not allowed to get hana'a from the person, you're not allowed to walk through his property. If you took a neder, you're not going to get any food from the person, you're allowed to walk through his property. And similarly, kalim, tools that you might use for non-food purposes, let's say you want to borrow a shovel from the guy, so if you took a neder, you're not going to get any hana'a from him, you're not allowed to borrow his shovel. But if you took a neder, you're not going to get any food from him, you're allowed to borrow his shovel. So says the Gemara, Hale'inyin kelim sh'olsin ben ochel nefesh, zev zeh shoven. But to borrow pots and pans, to borrow forks and knives, things that actually use for food purposes, you wouldn't be allowed to do in either case, even when you just took a neder, that you're not going to get any food from the guy. Trisas haregel, so the Gemara points out, halo kapti inshi, wait a second, why should you not be allowed to walk through the guy's yard when you took a neder, you're not going to get enough from him? People generally don't care if someone walks through their yard, so you're not really getting anything from him. No one is machbid about this. Even something that people are generally mevater about, even something that generally people forgive and people don't mind and people aren't machbid about anyway, still, if you took a neder, you're not going to get hana'a. That counts as hana'a. So main point number one over here is that the difference between getting a neder, taking a neder of hana'a and a neder of food is only with regard to walking through his yard and kalim that do not help in food preparation. Next Mishnah. Ein bein nedarim l'nedavos. There are two types of vows a person can make in Judaism. There's what's called a neder and a nedava, but they sound very similar. You take a neder that you're going to bring a karban, and you take a nedava that you're going to bring a karban. What's the difference? Elisha nedarim chayiv ba'achriyusan, unedavos einu chayiv ba'achriyusan. Here's the only difference. If you took a neder that you're going to bring a karban, and you had a certain animal in mind, and then that animal got lost, so now you got to replace it with a different animal and bring the new animal as a karban. But if you took a nedava that you're going to bring a karban, and you had an animal in mind, and then that animal got lost, now you don't have to replace it. You're off the hook, because it was only that animal that was designated for your karban. This is what we call in all of Shas, an Isser Gavra versus an Isser Chefza, or a din in the Gavra versus a din in the Chefza. When a person takes a neder, it's a din in the Gavra, that I personally have an obligation to bring a karban. Whether this animal is the animal I use or it's some other animal, it's irrelevant. The obligation's on me. So even if the animal gets lost, I have to do it. When you take a nedava, it's a din in the chefza. I'm designating this animal as a karban. It's not about me. I have no personal responsibility on the gavra, on the person. My responsibility is to bring this animal. And if this animal gets lost, well, I have no responsibility to bring any other animal, because a nedava is a din in the chefza, it's a din in the animal. So says the Gemara, so that's the only difference between neder and dava, hal'inyan bal ta'acher, zev zeh shavim. When it comes to the iser of delaying in fulfilling a promise. There's a losa say one is not allowed to delay in fulfilling such a promise, so it would be the same for both a neder and a nedava. It's not awesome. We have a Mishnah that elaborates on this din. Ezehu neder. What is an example of taking a neder? Ha'omer harei alai ola. Someone says, I accept upon myself, again, me as a person, the obligation to bring a carbon ola. Ezehu nedava. What's an example of a nedava? Ha'omer harei zu ola. Someone who says, not that I accept upon myself as a person the responsibility, but this animal right here is designated now as a carbon ola. Uma be nedarim l'nedavos. And what's the difference halachically between someone saying hare alai or hare zu, someone doing a neder or a nedava? Nedarim mesua nignavu avdu chayv bachriusan. If you took a neder and then the animal dies or gets stolen or gets lost, you still have to replace it because it's a personal responsibility. Nedavos mesua nignavu avdu eino chayv bachriusan. But if you took a nedava, it's hare zu, it's this animal, so if they die or get stolen or get lost, you do not have to replace it because it's not your personal responsibility. It's just that that animal was designated as a carbon. Minani, meaning, how do I know that this is true? The Tan Rabban, because we learn in the Brisa, v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon understands, that pasuk means, es sha'alav chayiv b'achriyuso. When you took the responsibility, alav, on himself, then you're obligated to be responsible for replacing it. Ve'es she'eino alav, but if the responsibility was not on him, on the person, on the individual, eino chayiv b'achriyuso, then you bear no responsibility to replace it. My mashma, so how do we see that from the pasuk? Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, kiman da amar alai, kiman d'ta nakas v'dami. Meaning, since he says, how do we see that the word saying hare alai means that you're going to bear responsibility? How do we see, that's what my mashma means. How do we see, just because you said the words hare alai, that means you bear personal responsibility? So the Gemara explains, because when you say alai, you're saying it's on my shoulders. And when it's on my shoulders, that means I have to make sure that a carbon gets brought one way or another, whether it's this animal or some other animal. So main point number two is the fundamental difference between a neder and a netava is whether you're obligated to replace the animal if something happens to it. Next Mishnah. Ein bein zav harosh te ri'os l'roa shalosh ala karba. So this Mishnah is about the concept of zav. By the way, important concepts over here. Neder, nedava, those are both important concepts. Zav is an important concept. A zav is a man, it's something that we don't have anymore, but it's a type of tumah that happens when a man has something come out of his body. This is not when semen comes out of a man's body, that's called the balkeri, when someone is motzi shechva zera. It's a different type of tumah entirely. This is when some other type of fluid that comes out of a man's body that makes him tumah. It's some type of disease or something that we just don't have anymore. So the halacha is, when a person has this happen to him twice, whether it happens on consecutive days or whether it happens twice within the same day that this kind of fluid comes out of his body, he is totally tame. He has to count 7 clean days before he can go to the mikveh, 7 days where it doesn't happen at all before he can go to the mikveh. Anything he sits on or lies on becomes tame, even if he doesn't directly touch it, even if he's sitting on top of pillows and cushions, the thing on the bottom of those pillows and cushions becomes tame, and it's a very severe form of tumah. However, when he sees 3 times, if it happens 3 times again, even on 3 consecutive days, or 3 times in the same day, so he has all of that tumah, plus he has a chiyuv to bring a karban. So the only difference between a zav who sees 2 times and a zav who sees 3 times is the karban. With that 3rd time, he now has to bring a karban. So says the Gemara, Hale'inyan Mishkav Moshe V'Sfir Shiva Zev Zeshav. And it sounds like with regard to being metame things by Mishkav Moshev, by lying on them or sitting on them, and with regard to having to count 7 clean days before going to the mikveh, it doesn't matter whether you see 2 days or 3 days. You're just as tame when you see for 2 times as if you see 3 times. Minani mili, how do we know that that's true, that the tumah is the same whether you see 2 times or 3 times, and the only thing that happens new when you see 3 times is that now you have to bring a karban? How do we know that? The Tan Rabbanan, so the Braisa teaches us from the following. Rabbi Simai Omer, Rabbi Simai says, Mana hakasav shtayim v'karu tamei,
Shalosh Bekaratame. When the Torah describes a person becoming a Zav, the Torah mentions the word Ziva twice, and then says the guy is Tame, and then it mentions it a third time, and again says the guy is Tame. The Torah says, V'ish kiyeh Zav mibsaro, Zovo Tame. So Zav, Zovo, and then it says Tame, Tamehu. So you see after two times, it's Tame. And then it mentions Zovo again, and it says Tame again. So Haketzah, so which is it? Does it take two times to be Tame, or three times to be Tame? Ah, so Shtayim L'tuma V'shalosh L'karban. Two times you become fully Tame. The third time, that's when you chayev a karban. So says Mar, how do you know that's how to read it? Ve'emar Shtayim L'tuma V'lo L'karban, Shalosh L'karban V'lo L'tuma. Maybe it's like this. Maybe if you see two times, you become fully Tame, but don't have to bring a karban. When you see three times, you have to bring a carbon, but don't become Tame at all. Maybe there's no Tame when you see three times. So answer the Gemara, that's ridiculous, because the only way to see three times is by first seeing two times. Amrit, ad shelo ra shalosh, ra shtayim. That before you saw the third time, you already saw twice. So if you become Tame when you see two times, you can't say that when you say three times, you're not Tame, you only have a carbon. You already became Tame because you saw twice. So it has to be like we said, it has to be that when you see two times, you're fully Tame. When you see the third time, in addition to being fully Tame, you also have to bring a carbon. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it's like this. Ve'emar shtayim l'karban v'lo l'tuma, shalosh af l'tuma. How do you know that when you see two times you become Tame and the third time adds the carbon? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe when you see two times, you have to bring carbon. When you see that third time, now you become Tame also. But after two times, maybe you're not Tame at all. You just have to bring carbon. And it's the third time that adds the Tuma. Maybe it's the opposite of what we said. Says Mar lo sal kadaitach, that can't be. The Tanya, because we learned in Rebaisa, Rebaisa darshan is a pasuk. V'chiper alav ha-kohen lefnei Hashem mizovo. Miktsas zavin mevi'in karban, u miktsas zavin ein mevi'in karban. We learn from this pasuk that some people who are a zav bring a karban, and some people who are a zav don't bring a karban. So Hakeit said, how does that work out? How can some zavin bring a karban, some not? It's very simple. Ra'a shalosh mevi, shtayim eino mevi, like we've been saying all along. If a person sees ziva twice, he does not bring a carbon. He's fully Tame, but does not bring a carbon. A third time, then he brings a carbon. Oh, eino ella ra'a beis mevi, ra'a shalosh eino mevi. Maybe we should say no, that if you see two times, you do bring a carbon, three times you don't bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, well, that's obviously ridiculous. It can't be that after you see two times, you're going to bring a carbon, and then you see a third time, you don't bring a carbon, because I'm Radach Elo Rosh Shalosh Rosh Taim. By the time you see a third time, you already saw twice, so you already had a carbon, you already were chayiv in a carbon. So bottom line is, we see from this pasuk, v'chibra l'avakoy, l'vnei Hashem, mizovo, we see from this pasuk that some zavim bring a karban, and some zavim don't bring a karban. So that's how we know that only when you see the third time do you bring a karban. So says the Gemara, well, once I have that drasha, why do I need Rabbi Sima'i's original drasha? What did Rabbi Sima'i say? That the Torah used the word zovo, and then said twice, and then said tame, then he used it again and said tame again. So then we already, so Rabbi Sima'i said, oh, so you see from there, after two times, you become fully Tame. Third time, you bring carbon. Well, why do I need that? I just have this pasuk right here that we just quoted in the Braisa. So it says, Mar Vistrich, Rabbi Sima'i Vistrich Mizovo. We need Rabbi Sima'i's drasha and we need Mizovo. Di'imi, the Rabbi Sima'i, if we only had Rabbi Sima'i's drasha, hava mina kikushyan, we might have thought, like the exact problem that we had with Rabbi Sima'i, we might have thought to say that when you see two times, you're chayiv to bring a karban, but you're not tame. When you see three times, that's when you become tame. So that's why kamashmul mizovo. That's why mizovo tells me no, because if that were the way to make the drasha, then every zav would bring a karban, whether he saw two times or three times. And mizovo teaches us that not every zav brings a karban. V'i mizovo, and if we only had mizovo, lo yadana kamari'ios. I would know that not every Zav brings a carbon, but I wouldn't know how many times it takes to see Ziva till you're chayiv to bring carbon, because there's no indication in the word mizovo, whether it's two times, three times, 10 times, 50 times. I don't know how many times you have to see Ziva. That we need Rabbi Sima'i for. It's the fact that the Pasuk said Zav twice, and then Tuma, and then a third time, and then Tuma, that we know that the numbers are 2 and 3. So Kamashman Rabbi Simai, that's what Rabbi Simai does for us. So it says Gemara Vahashadamrit Mizovot, the drasha, once we're going to use the word Mizovot to teach me a drasha, V'chayitar Hazav Mizovot my derashtabe. So what are we going to learn? What drasha are we going to make from the pasuk of V'chayitar Hazav Mizovot? So it says the Gemara very simple. Homi Baile Lichadatanya, we use it for the following brisa. V'chayitar Hazav, L'kshayivsok Mizovot V'lo Mizovot V'nigo. That a person only has to wait till the ziva, this fluid, stops coming out of his body before he can start his process of becoming tahar. But let's say he has another tumah also. Let's say he's also a mitzora. He also has tzara'as in addition to the ziva problem. Does he have to wait till the tzara'as goes away to begin the tumah, the tahara process? So that's what we learn from Mizovo. That no, he only has to wait till he's tahar mizovo, that he's clean from any ziva leaving his body. He does not have to wait until he's clean from everything, from all sorts of tumah, from tzara'as also. Main point number 3 over here is very simply, if a zav sees 2 times, he's fully tameh, has to count 7 clean days before he becomes tahar, but does not bring a karban until he sees a third time, until he sees this fluid come out of his body a third time. We'll go a little further, might as well, we have a few minutes left. Mizovo v'safar, limi dalzov bal shteriyo shetan svir shiva. From the fact that the pasuk says mizovo, and then right after that talks about v'safar, how he should start counting, we see that even if a zav only sees twice, he has to count 7 clean days. Now, isn't that obvious? Why do I need a pasuk for that? If he's fully tameh, that he's going to be metameh, anything he sits on, anything he lies on, is going to become tameh. Of course he's going to have to count 7 clean days. Says the Gemara, Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom Tochiach. No, not everybody who's fully tameh has to count 7 clean days. The halacha is if a woman sees ziva for a day, she's fully tameh. But if she only saw ziva for 1 day or for 2 days, she would not have to count 7 clean days. A woman only has to count 7 clean days if she sees ziva for 3 consecutive days, even though she's fully tame with less than that. Shematame mishkov moshav ve'metuna sfira shiva v'afat al tatame. And therefore, you shouldn't wonder al zeh about the zav. Shafal pi shematame mishkov moshav lo yeton sfira shiva. I would have thought that by a zav, by a male zav also, that even though he's fully tame, maybe he shouldn't have to count 7 clean days. Tamalomar mizovo v'safar, mixazovo v'safar, that even when he's partially a zav, he only saw twice, he already counts. Limed al zav v'al shtei riyos shetan svira shiva. So you see that even if he only saw twice, he needs to count 7 clean days. Amle Rav Papla Abaye, maishna hai mizovo dimarbi bezav v'al shtei riyos, hu maishna hai mizovo he says, wait a second, so if you're keeping score at home, we had 2 words, mizovo. One word, mizovo, we used to teach that you don't bring a karban when you only saw ziva when you only saw zav twice. And the other mizovo teaches us that you do have to count shiva nekiyim when you only saw ziva twice. How could one mizovo come to tell me that someone who sees ziva twice is less of a zav? And one mizovo comes to tell me that he's more of a zav. One comes to exclude him from one of the halachas, and one comes to include him in one of the halachas. Which is it? Is it an inclusive term or an exclusive term? Well, if we wanted to just exclude him, if it was just going to come to exclude him, the pasuk didn't have to say anything. And I never would have thought that he would have to count shiva nekim, that he would have to count 7 clean days. And if you're going to say, well, we would have learned it from Shomeris Yom, from a Kal V'chomer, we would have learned it out that, of course, if he's Tameh, of course he's going to have to count 7 clean days. No, Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom Tochiach. We would have been able to show that not everyone who's fully Tameh counts 7 clean days. Remember the woman who sees Ziva? She's fully Tameh, she doesn't count 7 clean days.
Im kein lichtov kra v'chi yitar azav v'lishtok. And if it was going to come to teach me again about the tzara'as issue, that it's only mizavo, but not mizavo minigo, he doesn't have to wait till he's clean from tzara'as, then let the pasuk just say v'chi yitar azav. And that's it. And don't say anything more beyond v'chi yitar azav. Why mizavo? Mizavo lamali. What does mizavo come to teach me? Limit alzav bal shtei ri'il shetong sfira shiva teaches me that if a person is a zav who saw twice, he needs to count 7 clean days. So point number one over here on Amud Beis, I realize I'm ready into the next Amud, is that the word mizovo appears twice in Chumash, once to teach me that someone who saw ziva, a man who saw ziva twice, does not bring a karban, and the second time to teach me that a man who saw ziva twice does have to count 7 clean days. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.